death. So we got a drop.
Hey, did you see Trey? My friend said that Trey.
They sent Plum to the Sparks. What the? Plum Dog is in L.A. now? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. If you get Cameron Brink back, it's going to be a problem. Woo! Next year going to be ugly.
Welcome to Hoops and Hustles, where we talk women's basketball. This is Naya, and that's Ty.
And we want to thank you once again for coming back to Hoops and Hustles. Make sure you follow Hoops and Hustles on all social media platforms. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to Hoops and Hustles YouTube. And we're going back into a week 2 review. We're going to talk about a recap of our picks and just see how well we did. So, Naya, I'm going to pass it back to you. Talk about the Friday night games and talk about our picks.
All right.
Yeah, we see how they turned out. How are we looking?
Friday night games. We had...
We had the Phantom and Mist and the Laces and Vinyl.
Okay, I really want to go backwards. I want to start with the Laces and the Vinyls.
Go for it. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
So, I predicted that Laces was going to win.
That was a close game, though. Hey.
I know. That was down to the wires, though. I was scared.
Vinyl pulled it off. I was like, yo. I picked the Vinyl just to kind of, you know, spice up a little bit. Even though I wanted to pick Laces, I didn't want to pick the same pick she picked, so I picked Vinyl. So, I took the L. I took the L on that one. Yeah.
The Laces took the W. Fandor. I'm geeked on that because shout out to Money Martin. She had 11 points. She actually been hooping, y'all. She really been hooping.
Kate is going to break out next season. I'm calling it now. The Kate Martin, y'all saw her rookie season? Nothing.
Especially that she's going to be like.
The like main character.
She's, I feel like she will be the main character on Valkyrie.
She will be. They're going to build around her now. So it's, yeah. I mean, of course, Aces fans hate to see her go. I know Asia was pissed that they took a rookie from her, but
they all was pissed.
At the end of the day, man, Kate got to be her own. She's just, it's her own journey.
She's gonna be okay.
She's gonna be a problem.
I believe it.
So I want to give a shout out to Tip Hayes, man. 26 points, 11-19, 4-8 from three, doing everything, man. 4 rebounds. Well, actually, I'm sorry, 7 rebounds. My bad. 7 rebounds, counting the defensive and offensive rebounds. And 2 assists from Tip. And 22 points from Caleb McBride. 7-14, 2-4 from 3. Perfect from the free throw line with 8 rebounds and 3 assists. Damn.
Shout out to the Laces.
That's how you
for
win.
That W.
That's how you win.
Because, once again, they didn't have Jackie Young.
They did not.
So imagine Jackie Young.
It probably would have been a difference. Probably would have been a blowout game. I ain't gonna
lie
to you.
It might have been a blowout. Maybe because she do damage. Like, it's crazy. So,
but
yeah, imagine that.
I picked the Vinyl. I'm gonna give them a little bit of
she
a spotlight, like, real quick. Who's that?
Jackie.
Yeah.
Is it something to do with her leg or
I wanna
knee?
Say hamstring? Don't hold me to her.
I don't remember what happened, but she's been out since it started. I have no idea. Or maybe it got something to do with Marina and her food.
Oh, well, let us hope not. Let us hope it's not nothing food.
Word and Dejanay. They might have some little poison in.
Oh, man.
It's a joke. But they both tried her, I want to say, was it her macaroni? Her pasta? Some type of pasta. They both tried it. And ever since they've been out, it's crazy.
Let us hope it's something a little more serious than that and it's not related to a player.
I'm pretty sure it's a joke.
I know, right?
But... Yeah, shout out to Laces, man. I think they're going to go all the way.
All the way to what?
All the way. Like, they
like
win the whole thing.
I don't know about that. Lunar Owls might have something to say about that. We're going to get to them in a little bit.
They might.
But the Vinyl put up a hell of a fight, man. 79 points, well-rounded. I mean, everybody scored double digits that played. With De'Erica Hamby, 18, 16 from Ryan, 16 from Arike.
Arike.
All right. 14 from Jordan and 11 from Ray. So solid game across the board. So no complaints there. I think if Aaliyah had Boston had a better game, they probably would have had a different outcome. She had a bad game.
Yes.
She had a bad game.
And she definitely has a lot to learn.
Yeah. Every now and then she's gonna have a bad game, but it's okay. It happens. You put up a hell of a fight. Now, the game that you didn't want to get to, we're gonna get to it regardless. Let's address it. BG got a win.
I should have started off with that. That's crazy.
You should have.
I'm shocked that you wanted to go the other way around, but it's okay though. We here now.
Because my team places they got the dub.
So over your you chose a team over your favorite player. I see how you roll. All right, keep that same energy. Keep that same energy.
All right, but BG. Let's talk about it. Man, I think she heard me, y'all. I think she heard me in the last episode.
This lady over here blew my phone up as soon as the game was over to say, in case you missed it, BG heard what I said on the podcast.
She did.
I looked at the stat line. I said, well, I'll be damned. 29 points from BG, 29 from Satu.
Yeah, so that's how they won.
Let's address that. The fact that both of them, Daniel dropped 30 points apiece. Ooh.
I knew. Listen, Satu kept hitting three. She at least hit like three in a row. She went ham. Satu went ham.
Wow. Man. They were basically the only ones that scored. It was 2-on-5. You only had two players really score the whole game. And
that's
then
why they can't win games like they.
And you know what, though? The Mr. in the same boat, though. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to because they played, you know, the weekend, too. We're going to get to that, though. I want to address something on the Mr., though, before we move forward. Because Rakia Jackson and Breon Stewart were the only ones that scored. On the other side too, so it was really 2-2.
Not enough, though. It's
not enough, and that's why the Mr. are 0-3 at the time of this game. And
not enough. I don't know what y'all doing, but it's
yeah. Welcome to Lissa Smith, who joined
the Mist
while you know, in between our first episode and this one. 5 minutes, you know, she only scored 2 points. Yeah, long way to go, man. Long way to go. She didn't really get to play too much, though. It's to her credit.
The Mist,
I don't see them doing too much this year. I don't see them doing too much at all.
Stewie, I don't even know how to explain it, man. She just, from what I've learned is she didn't touch the basketball for 2 months straight. November, I think they said November and December. She didn't touch that basketball. And it's showing. It's showing. You can't go without the rock. 2 months is crazy. 2 months without the rock is really crazy.
I almost outside.
But I get you got family. I get it. She got family. I get it. But not touching the ball at all.
We had the same conversation about Angel too. Like I was like, outside of that one workout clip that went viral of her in the gym.
She had more than one, but
you get my point. I seen her doing way more outside, like off the court. Which she's handling her business, she get into her bag. I'm not knocking it.
Into that bag.
But when you look at the unrivaled games that the Rose play, it just looks like, okay, it's the same Angel. There's little to no development. And I think that's going to be the make or break when it comes to certain teams like Rose or the Mist or even the Phantom to a lesser degree, really dominating the league this season because certain players have not put in that work in between the offseason of the W and the season of unrivaled. So they're getting exposed every week. Every week I'm seeing more and more signs of a lack of work in between seasons.
Yeah, we gonna get to Angel next.
Oh yeah, we finna get to it right now. Since the Rose got their first win of the season.
Shout out to them.
Against the Mist, 71-66. Let's address it.
Shout out to Lexi Hall.
Hey, Lexi Hall.
Shout out to her. She did her
Indiana big Fever in the building. 19 points. She did her big one. For real. Yeah. 8 of 11, 1 of 2 from three. Perfect from the charity stripe. Total of 4 rebounds, 3 assists.
Yeah, she did her big win. What I noticed was she got more playing time.
She did. 10 minutes.
That's what we wanted. I think, what's her name? Nola? Shout out to Nola. I think she heard us.
Lexi didn't play. Yeah, Lexi didn't play the first couple games.
It was rare to see her.
She didn't play.
So that took Angel's minutes. She only played like 7 minutes.
Yeah, they got her for 8, 2 of 6 with 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 4 points. Yeah. Back to what we just said again.
That ain't gonna work.
If you don't show any signs of improvement here on Unrivaled, you have the again, it's 3-on-3. More spacing. So there's more opportunities to shoot and find your groove. Get into a rhythm. The Lunar Isles definitely got into a rhythm. We'll get to them in a second. That was a beautiful game. Beautiful game to watch. But when you have less players on the court, there's no excuse on your shooting ability and the opportunities to shoot more, not just in volume, but efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Because defense, you can't, there's like, you can do back cuts, you can do all type of things you can't do with 5-on-5 because there's little to no help defense. Because if you help, you know what happens. If it's 3-on-3 and you help somebody,
mm-hmm.
somebody's cutting to the basket and they're wide open. So there's less.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, if you run the risk of a double team on a 3-on-3, somebody's open.
Obviously,
every time.
It's definitely gonna be open.
So, you know, there's a lot of defensive schemes that you don't have to worry about when it's 3-on-3 versus 5-on-5. But you have to take advantage of that. So, Angel, there's no excuse for that. Even if you only play 8 to 10 minutes, you should have way more than 4 points. And you take. And then she took, now, if I remember correctly, she took 6 shots. But she only made 2 of them. That's the problem. That's the problem. You got to get that to at least 4. So if you only take 6 shots the whole game, we're having a whole different conversation if you make 4 out of 6.
Well, she
we're having a whole different conversation if you just take 2 more shots and make them.
Hey, she made a bad decision.
Which part? There's a list. Which one?
It pissed me off.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Talk to him.
So she stole the ball. I don't remember who she stole the ball from, but she hurried up and went down to the other side of the court. Kyle was right beside her, and Stewie was behind her. Why was Angel at the basket? Literally at the basket.
Left hand, right hand.
Right there.
Left side, right side of the court.
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know if she was in the middle.
That does matter.
I think she was in the middle of the basket. I could be wrong.
That could be a problem, too.
I could be wrong. It don't matter. Use that backboard.
Awesome.
But she gave that ball to Kai. When.
Okay, so explain to them, if you're on a 3-on-3 and she's on a fast break and she's in front of the court, able to take a shot, where was the defender in between her and Kai?
Behind.
Yeah, behind. See, so essentially what she's trying to tell y'all is it was a turnover waiting to happen. Because instead of her going for the shot and taking the foul or taking the contact.
She took a foul.
She kicked it back, and if the defender's at the right place and, you know, clogging the passing lane, that's a turnover. In most cases, the defender's going to catch the pass and just take off with it. So she got lucky is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, she got lucky.
She got lucky.
She should have really got – I would have went and got that foul. But, hey, that's
but,
you.
But like I told you before we started this, I said it's going to get to a point where Angel's on social media because she has a podcast. She's seeing all of the heat for her smoking layups, rollouts, blatant up close and personal misses, not shooting well under 15 feet. Maybe she had that in her head, like, I don't want to get clowned for missing this layup, so I'm going to give it to somebody that I know can make the shot. I'm not saying it was a smart pass because it's risky, but if she didn't want to take the heat for getting smoked for the layup, you got to understand the psyche of, let me kick it out to a shooter because Kai's the best shooter. I told you when this first league first started that she's the best shooter. She's the best shooter on the team. That's the problem.
It wasn't no shot. It was Kai was right there by her. That's what I'm saying. Like, Kai was right there.
Right. But I'm saying if Angel has smoked the layup.
It's either that happened or she was just scared.
To either smoke the layup or get smacked. Because, you know, the defender, you can hear the feet come. If you got a defender trailing you like that and you can hear their footsteps, some people can't handle the pressure of the footsteps. They feel like that person's going to overextend and smack the shot. So
I get it, though. I get it. But the
fear of missing or fear of being blocked, one or the other, two things can be right at the same time. It could be both. I'm afraid I'm going to miss it on my own merit, and I'm afraid I'm going to miss it because Stewie is right here, like, within range.
Hey, I don't know.
I would have took the shot. We can agree on that. I would have took the shot.
Listen, yeah. It could be a foul.
Yeah, I would have took the shot.
But I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into her stat line, to the producer's point of the assist, I understand. She did get one, so maybe that was her one. She got the one.
That makes sense.
So, do we call that stat padding? I'm not shooting well.
No.
I'm having a bad shooting night. No. Let me fill up other stats. That ain't stat padding?
I don't think she's doing that.
You can only do so much 8 minutes.
Not 4 minutes, 4 points, and then 1 assault. That's terrible. So.
You have the same amount of fouls as points. That's wild. She had 4 fouls.
I did not recognize
And 3 turnovers.
I did
He almost had the same amount of turnovers.
It'll get better for Angel. It'll get better.
It needs to.
I believe her.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts to watch, man.
She didn't play much. So I don't know what happened there. I don't know if that was a coach thing or her, but she didn't play much. I don't know.
Did we pick the Rose on that game? We did, right?
I did. I'm not sure about you.
I didn't pick the Miss. I picked the Rose.
Hope you did.
Oh, yeah. No, Miss ain't. We're going to get to that. I'm going to save it. I got that one. Well, let's talk about the game of the week. Cool. Let's talk about this. This is the game I've been waiting for. The Luna Owls blew out the Phantom 82-58.
I think that was expected.
It was. I knew it was coming. I got Luna Owls going all the way. It's going to be Luna Owls and Aces. I call it championship game right now. I call it right now. Aces and Luna Owls are going to the championship.
Okay.
Health pending.
I can see that too.
Health pending. Because you look at the roster and how they built, you got Queen Fee, Alicia Gray, Skylar Diggins, Courtney Williams, Shakira Austin. And if they had Cameron Brink, oh my God.
I'm disappointed in Shakira, bro.
I know.
I'm real disappointed in her. I can see her doing more. Yeah. She's more than what the heck I'm seeing.
Yeah, she.
But shout out to Fee. That's the numbers.
Beautiful.
AC rebounds is 30, crazy.
37. And she had a rebound every minute she played. She played 18 minutes and got 18 rebounds.
Oh, so look at that.
That's beautiful.
That's impressive.
13 of 17 from the field. 5 of 7 from 3. And perfect from the free throw line. 3 of 3.
That's a dog right there.
Shoot.
She a dog.
That's beautiful.
I love watching her play.
18 rebounds. Man. 5 assists, 3 steals. Only 2 turnovers. She's playing the game to win. I'm telling you that right now. Alicia Gray is nice. Yo, don't sleep on Alicia Gray from 3, man. Hey, 6'8".
Alicia Gray?
Alicia Gray.
Oh, Alicia. That's why I was like, in my man, I'm like, who are you talking about?
Because her shooting from the fifth, she had a bad shooting like outside, like inside the 3-point line. Mm-hmm. 6'18" is a little rough. But she made a 4 from the arc, though. 5 of 12. So you like 48% from 3, yes.
I feel like she's been cooking every game.
Yeah, but she was having a rough time shooting.
Yeah, she had a rough time.
Real rough time shooting inside the line, yeah. That's for sure. Man.
Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah, I like that. I mean, Skylar's gonna be Skylar. I'm not too worried about her at this point.
Yeah, she went.
16 points. Solid. Veteran leadership. What happened to the Phantom? I mean, y'all won and then y'all went right back to losing. What happened? In your opinion, what happened? This is what I expected. I just want to get the other side.
I felt like we needed to see more of BG.
She showed up and then she did.
I mean, honestly, okay. With that team, she has to show up every time. If she don't show up every time,
she hears you again.
They're not winning nothing.
That's the only way they're
going
to win.
Yeah, I hope you hear me, BG, because you got to keep going. You got to keep having that fire, because if you don't have no fire, y'all not winning nothing.
Yes, that's...
Clearly, that's what it showed, but you had fire that one game. Got you.
And y'all somebody playing. Please tell Natasha Cloud stop shooting, because she, oh, my God. Oh, my God. 1 of 8, 0 of 4 from 3. She just kept jacking shots. I was like, oh, this hurts to watch. I like Cloud, but I didn't like that game. Oh, no. Every time she threw the ball, it was like, that's a clank.
I don't think, Courtney Williams have a good game?
No.
I don't think so either. No. She's a little struggling. Submit a little bit more.
3 of 8.
We are struggling.
8 minutes of play. I want to, congratulate Courtney Williams. Yeah. You know, she's starting her analyst career, through Unrivaled. They're letting her do the.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
She did a really good job with that.
That was pretty dope.
So I don't know if that's interfering with the performance. I hope not. But as far as her taking that next step in her, working on her post-career path, I like to see that. She's actually good at it. I like it.
Yeah.
Good look.
I like that on her too.
Mm-hmm. So overall, we pretty much picked all the right teams outside of the Phantom Friday win that they got, which puts them at 1-3. Everybody else that we expected to win pretty much won. So
yeah.
I think we pretty much on point with that. And of course I picked the final for, just for battle purposes, but they held their own. It was close. I want to take time out to talk about some of our favorite college players as well as some of our WNBA players. And I'm going to let ladies go first.
All right. So we're going to start with college first. I have two teams. I guess you can call me a bandwagon. I don't care. Whatever. Whoop-de-woo. I started off being a Tennessee University fan. I've always loved me some Pat Summitt. I grew up on her. It was great. One fun fact about me, I got to say hi to her and all that in person at a Fever game a long time ago before she died. It was like right before she died. It was
crazy. To the GOAT, man.
Yeah, man. Big Candace Parker fan too, so. Mm-hmm. But I'm a Tennessee fan, also South Carolina fan. I love South Carolina. Like, shout out to Dawn.
Louis Vuitton.
Shout out to Dawn. Because what? I see Dawn as more Gucci than Louis Vuitton.
That's the name that they roll with. Louis Vuitton. It just flows.
She be rocking that Louis Gucci. Vuitton, like, Dawn. Like,
when you find a way to make her name flow with Gucci, we'll put that in there as a nickname request. But Louis Vuitton Dawn just flows.
Rosewood,
it's
true.
But I'm not mad at those picks. I mean, obviously South Carolina, you know, I can't go wrong with that either. I mean, being a fan of Don's coaching ability and being able to plug in literally any player that you recruit and bring out the best of them. What she's doing with Fo Wiley and just seeing her development, you know, come off the bench and playing like the best player on the team off the bench, I really have no complaints with that. So South Carolina's a great pick. I'll second that. As far as one of my favorite teams to watch. But what I'm also going to point out is UCLA, Lauren Betts. Wow. And it's not just because of the height. I mean, most people expect you to be a certain level because you're so tall. But it's the finesse, her ability to run the offense, bring the ball up. She's doing everything you expect a point guard to do with the height of a center. And that's I can't wait to see what she does at the next level. I mean, beyond UCLA.
You said a guard.
I said what she's able to handle the ball like a guard. You don't see that?
Don't put that in there, y'all. But hold on. Lauren Betts, are you sure?
You ain't seen that? What games are you watching? You sure?
Oh, we're clueless, because what? From my understanding, maybe not everybody else's, but I'm thinking like, wait, what? I'm so used to her being underneath the freaking basket.
Oh, you're talking about how she finishes. That's fine. No, you're thinking about how she finishes. I'm talking about, I've seen her actually do more than that, but it depends.
I mean, she be
dribbling. She does. Yeah. When you're that tall, and most people don't have that good.
How tall is she?
Taller than most guards. She's up there.
Like 6'7".
She looks, maybe it's the competition she's playing, she looks taller than that.
I mean, she might be. But she might.
You don't get players that can handle the ball at that height often. That's rare. It's rare. You don't see that. You see that in most of your guards. You see that in more guard play. You don't see that in players that big.
Sure.
But players are evolving.
That is a fact.
I'm seeing a lot more being able to handle the ball and do a lot more with the ball than what you expect the center to do. And UCLA, if I'm not mistaken, is still undefeated at the time of this recording. So,
yeah, they're the only ones. Nobody else. Shout out to South Carolina for beating. Shout out to South Carolina for beating LSU because.
Oh, here we go. Just went right into that segue. I didn't have to bring that up. I'm just going to let you.
Might as well get into it.
You got it.
But at the same time, we should not because we literally, we didn't get to.
Well, I mean, we was doing college. Oh, you want to jump to the W for favorite players? You want to do that now?
I didn't even tell my favorite college player.
Oh, go ahead.
My favorite college player is Malaysia Fawali. Oh, my God.
I'm not mad at it. Not mad at it at all.
Off the bench?
Off the bench. Balling. Best player on the team, and she's not even starting. I'm like.
She got that dial in her.
That's scary. If she gets started.
She ain't the only one, though. Tessa?
Scary.
Tessa. Bro.
Scary.
I don't know how to pick them. She know how to pickle.
Shout out to whoever's helping her recruit.
Joyce Edwards?
Damn. I know.
Pickle.
Joyce Edwards is crazy. That's another one, though. Joyce Edwards is another big that plays with the guard ability, too. That,
yep, she's so done.
She can bring the ball fresh. Up very well. Wow. And she's just a fresh. Oh, man, that's wild. So she's still got a good 2-3 years. She hasn't even maximized her potential yet. She's just getting started.
Literally.
Yeah, we picked some of the best teams out there. I don't really have college wise, I mean, you could do some more digging,
or you can go like back in the day type stuff.
Obviously, Asia Wilson is my favorite player.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows that
for college.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, she was raw, right? So she developed and refined her game more so in the pro level. Every offseason, she's added something to her game. But the pieces were there, but they weren't put together yet, you know? But Dawn made her shine even with the raw talent she had at, you know, SC. And you can't sleep on that. Now, this name might shock you a little bit, but I'm going to throw one out there from the MAC, from the Mid-American Conference, Allie Becky.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did she go to IU, right?
I didn't watch her at IU. It's my Ball State.
Oh, she went to Ball State.
I said Mid-American. I said the Mid-American. I just wanted to shine a light on that because, I mean, Allie Becky is nice. Allie Buckies is crazy, but she's...
Didn't IU have somebody with the name of Allie?
Maybe. I thought that means to look, but... I'm talking about Allie Becky from Ball State.
Man, it's crazy.
Shout out to the Cardinals, man.
That's okay.
You know, got to throw the Cardinals in here. Extremely.
Okay.
Extremely. But you was with me at C-League. She played at C-League.
She did.
She went off. She was cooking. So she get buckets, man. Shout out to Allie Buckets, man. She's
shout out to the City League.
Shout out to City League, for sure.
Yeah, shout out to them.
So I threw that one in there for the Mid-American because they don't get enough shine. It's not all their fault. It's they play some of the weakest competition, and then they go to a big league playoff and get smoked. It sucks every year. They can go undefeated in the MAC, and then they come out the MAC and they play somebody that's like, yeah, Big Ten or Big. It's just,
okay. Well, do you have a favorite conference?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Because I do.
I want to say SEC, but
yeah,
the SEC. Yeah, I have to ride SEC. That's yeah, I have to go with that. That was a good question. I was not ready for that. I ain't gonna lie. I had to think. I'm like, damn,
there's a lot out there.
It's a lot of them, but no argument. The SEC by far, man, they get the best of the best. Recruitment is top notch.
Oh, yeah,
and
Big Ten also though. Big Ten,
they right there. It's if I had a 1A 1B, Big Ten for sure.
Big Ten got they have the best team out right now.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, here we go.
Go ahead.
If we're going to say best team, I still want to say South Carolina is the best team right now. I'll put the number one, then I'll put UCLA.
You read my mind. I was going to say UCLA got to be two then because you can make an argument. You can make an argument in switching those, but I understand based on rosters.
Based on
roster construction, yeah. Right. If you're looking at doing it on record, then yeah, obviously it'd be 1-2. But based on recruitment, team chemistry, because I swear, South Carolina has a next man or next woman up mentality, right, where no matter who's healthy or who's playing, they have practiced to a point where you can plug in literally anybody that's suited up and healthy and run the play and execute it. And Don does not get enough credit for the coaching. She gets credit for a lot of things, but the coaching is underrated, in my opinion. She doesn't get enough flowers for her coaching abilities.
Insane, bro.
The culture that she's built in South Carolina. It's the reason why she got that big contract. I think 7 more years.
I think it was
7 years, another 7-year extension, and she got paid, but she earned every dollar.
Shout out to her for real.
Every dollar for that, you know. So she ain't going nowhere. She's gonna be a Gamecock for life,
She said she don't even want to coach W. She said that's not.
You see
her.
The way they firing coaches after a year? Bro, Teaspoon got cooked after a year.
So
the disrespect.
I feel like something happened. You know,
the case was, so many coaches lost their jobs or got shuffled around or got booted this past offseason. If I'm done, I wouldn't want to leave either. That job security, like I am the one. I go to the W and I get disrespected in one offseason, and now I got to find another job. Like no, like I wouldn't want to switch and coach at the pro level either. The pay's not as good. Let's be honest. There's no money in the W. Let's just keep it real. This is Hoops and Hustles, right? Can we talk about it for a second? Let's talk business for a second. There's no money in the W right now compared to college with the name, image, and likeness. And then
NILs.
The money
that,
so you got that. And then, of course, colleges are raking in money every year, you know, from tuitions and what have you, and all type of grants, state, you know, money. Cities is pouring in donations, you name, you got, you know, all type of investors. So there's so much money in the collegiate level, and shout out to Unrivaled for what they've been able to pull together in the 2 years that took to mm-hmm. build this league. And the ceiling, the sky's the limit on those type of opportunities. And I need the W to wake up and realize you are part of the old regime. And old regime is folding right before our very eyes, because there are players that are playing in Unrivaled that I know, if they had the option to stay in Unrivaled versus coming back to the W next season, they would. Now, granted, they're contractually obligated to show up. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna go back to work, because that's what's going to feel like a job. It's going to feel like a job. Now, like, damn, I got to go back to the W in the summer. It's almost like the same feeling they had about going overseas. They're going to have the same feeling about going to the W compared to Unrivaled. Unrivaled, you can tell they're having fun.
They spoiled.
They're having fun, and they're being treated the way they feel they should have been treated. And it's unfortunate that when this is over, that they got to go back to the old regime.
They got to go back to no locker rooms. Back to work.
They just got charter flights, what, right last year? Right when Candace retired? That clip was funny. She was like, I was pissed. She said, the day I retired, they got charter flights.
It's crazy because I heard that Unrivaled got the girls first class and not first class. I think they got jets and stuff.
With all the investors you got, and it's only, I mean, and to be fair, let's keep it real. There's only 36 players in Unrivaled. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to get tickets. Yes. A lot easier.
It's more than that now.
Well, you know what I mean. It's a lot less.
It's probably like 38 now, I think.
But it's less than the W.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So when you have, I mean, it's a smaller number, like less to accommodate. So it's probably a lot easier to take the money and be able to do those certain things. But it still gives those 36 to 38 players an experience that they've been asking for and been clamoring for years now, and feel like they deserve it and they've earned it, or that they've done more than enough to earn it. So as a league or a commissioner, y'all got to come together and figure this thing out. I know profits and margins are everything. Checks and balances got to be looked at. You got to check mm-hmm. your books. But at the end of the day, you can't expect players to want to keep playing for a league. They feel like they're not being appreciated. They're not being treated to certain. There's certain privileges, certain opportunities that they're not getting. And at some point, you got to wake up, man. You got to make a change. I don't know if you got to make a call to NBA or who you got to talk to work this thing out. Because it's a lot, but something got to give. I'm seeing how they play in Unrivaled. They're having way, way more fun. And
especially on TikTok.
It's easier for me
TikTok,
to sit and watch
Twitter,
this
they're having a ball.
Can I say as a consumer, it's easier for me to watch these games. They're having more fun. So it's going to mm-hmm. translate better to the viewers.
And then we got commercial free.
Yeah, the first and fourth quarter?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. So it's translating well for a viewer. I'm able to watch the whole game and see mm-hmm. if they're having fun. So I'm having fun watching them have fun, and it's a way better experience. So shout out to TNT Sports, Bleacher Report as well, for, you know, making sure that the coverage is there. And you know, Max streaming for those of us that can't watch the games live. We get to watch the replays on Max. Good looking. I like that.
All right, so let's go back to our favorite teams and players. I want to add a favorite player of...
College?
Yes.
Go for it.
Candace.
Okay.
Nicole Parker.
CP3.
Love me some Candace Parker.
I'm not mad at
that. I've met her before.
I'm not mad at it. You know, don't mind her flexing right now. Don't mind that.
I'm gonna get some time to flex right now. Give me some time to flex. Give me some time to flex right now.
She's doing too much right now.
Cause I don't get the flex often. All right, so this is my time to flex.
Man, go off, go off. You got it.
I want to say I met over like 20 WNBA players. I met BG 3 times.
I hope y'all get this on camera, cause I swear I'm gonna make sure the editors edit this out. There ain't no way. Ain't no way. You see, you showing out. You showing out right now.
Okay, I met Candace when she played for the Sparks. That was some good times. Oh, my gosh. I met Angela McCartney. I met Adele Dime when she was with Chicago Sky. I've met Imani McGee. She's one of my favorites.
Shout out to McGee family. That whole family is genetically gifted. JaVale, their mom was an Olympian. Like, they... Yeah, the McGee family is nice, all right? Basketball is in their DNA.
I met DeWanna Bonner.
Future Hall of Fame.
I met her sister Bird. Oh, shout out to her.
Yeah. DeWanna Bonner.
There's a lot of other people I can't think about. Holy crap. There's so many that I met.
Now, is this segment your favorite player? So you went from
I'm just flexing.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're on point. Because you said favorite players. Now you're going off the list.
I'm sorry. I'm done flexing. Girl, yeah, more. Right, there's right. more. I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to show y'all on
she said that, like I ain't never interviewed WNBA players in my time. But it's cool, though. I ain't here for that. I'm going to chill. But
okay. But yeah, I'm going to. Candace Parker. College.
Basketball. I respect it because we've talked about that before. My thoughts on Candace Parker is I love what she did at the end of her career. I love the fact that she went to the Aces. She saw herself in Asia Wilson, saw what Asia was lacking at the time, and noticed Asia's shot got better when Candace went to Vegas. And I know Candace's DNA is all up in that one because, again, Asia has improved every offseason on something of her game that she didn't have the season before. And that particular season that they won the chip with Candace, her jump shot improved significantly. So shout out to Candace for being the mentor that Asia Wilson needed to get that jump shot on point. I know CP3 has something to do with that. Between having Becky as your coach and Candace as a mentor that saw herself in that game and saw, like, I can add to this. And being that veteran that's not looking at it like, oh, she's trying to be me. She's trying to replace me. She didn't have an ego about it. She was, you know what I'm saying? She was humble. She understood the assignment. And they won. The goal was accomplished. It's one thing to have a veteran come to the team and you win some games, have a high streak, what have you. But to get a veteran like of that caliber that just came off a chip from Chicago, so fresh off a championship run, go to Vegas and get another one. I mean, outside of injuries, I mean, that's inevitable. You know?
She got literally like
part of the game.
Was it two in a row? She has three.
She did. But she got them last two back to back. She went to Chicago, then she went to Vegas and got that one in Vegas. And
incredible.
Shout out to Candace. Candace Parker's definitely a GOAT in the game, man.
Absolutely.
When you talk about the GOATs of women basketball, when you throw out the Lisa Leslie's, you know, Swoops and Tina Thompson's of the world, you gotta throw Candace and eventually Asia Wilson in that conversation for sure.
If we're gonna put the GOAT conversation in there, she is my GOAT. Candace Parker is my GOAT. I grew up watching her. She is my GOAT. I didn't grow up watching.
I ain't mad at that, but I'm willing to go out on a limb and say,
hey, I get that. I get that.
Asia can become that when it's all said.
Oh yeah, she definitely.
She's well on her way.
She top 10.
Had they won this year, this past season, we be having a conversation like, well, it's 3-3. It's like, well, those that use the ring debate. It's like, well, CP3 got three. Asia would have had three. Eh, you know. Then the MVP conversation. It's like, well, you got that's let's go trophy for trophy, accolade for accolade. Yeah. And then you know, you got the college run in Tennessee and you got South Carolina. So it's like, I got a statue. Okay, Gamecocks, I got a statue in South Carolina. Like,
yeah.
So it's
I don't know.
Definitely see Asia Wilson being the next generation's Candace Parker. I'm just saying, if you're gonna go there with that, I definitely can see that being a thing.
Candace Parker needs a statue
in Tennessee for sure.
Not even.
Or just in general. Like wherever she if she got one, she probably would get one in either, probably LA. Honestly, probably with the Sparks, they probably would do it first.
No, they did her wrong.
So she wouldn't get one in LA.
They did her wrong.
I wouldn't want one in Chicago.
Derek Fisher's did her wrong. I don't even want to get there.
Oh, cause that's.
But I do not like Derek Fisher.
A lot of people don't. Matt Barnes don't either.
We gonna keep it at that. I ain't gonna go farther.
Hey man, a lot of people don't like Derek Fisher. We'll leave that one alone, though.
I didn't know too much about him until he got there, and he left a bad taste in my mouth. So therefore,
he did bad in the NBA. He's a coach. But that's a whole nother. This ain't even what this is about. See,
so,
leave Derek out of this. Go. Let's move back to your conversation about the GOAT. Now, so our generation's GOAT would probably be a Candace Parker, right? Based on age, right?
Yeah.
Because before her, it was Lisa Leslie.
Yes.
Or Swoops, or depending on who your favorite team was. You had options. But the mainstream answer was Lisa Leslie forever. Like, just forever.
I wanted, for a long time.
Cheryl Swoops is definitely.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm saying, hey, I'm not mad at that one.
I'm not mad about it.
You can make
but
it.
I'm about to say a player that maybe would have been my goal if she continued.
Maya Moore. Absolutely.
I already
knew that. All right, hey, man, listen. All right, well on her way.
I was blessed to watch her in person, bro. I was blessed to see that.
For the players that left the game too soon, ooh-wee, Maya Moore.
Man.
I'm disappointed. I'm sorry, Maya. I
broke my heart. When they put that jersey up this season, I was like, it's really over. Wow.
She sat and had a baby.
It's really over. It's over.
That's how I knew it was over.
Done. Done. She left her mark and got out the game early. But she
definitely GOAT status.
She's up there. Oof. She's up there.
Man. Imagine if she didn't leave. Imagine if she kept going.
They would have never got Queen Fee. They got Fee because she left. That's just being honest. That would have altered her whole trajectory. She wouldn't be a Minnesota Lynx at all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Fee wouldn't be who she is. Fee became who she is because Maya Moore left. That opened the door for that, you know? So you got to look at those teams that build off of losing somebody so great, and then they have to go to the bottom and build their way back up. And look, Minnesota went all the way this year. If I'm Minnesota and I'm a fan of Minnesota Lynx, that's one of my favorite teams in the W. There's no argument there.
Whatever, yeah, we can go back to that. Our favorite team's a W.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the obvious answer is the Aces, but that I don't want to feel on the bandwagon tip, but y'all know Aces wasn't my favorite place, so by far I got to pick them.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people feel on the
bandwagon. Outside of Vegas, my favorite team to be on the lookout, I got two of them actually.
Okay.
I say the Minnesota Lynx is my other one outside of Aces, and wherever the players that were on the Connecticut Sun land, be on the lookout. And I say that because free agency. I know we're going to get on that a little later, but when you got players like Alyssa Thomas, Duana Bonner, I like the Connecticut Sun, but I don't like how they look right now. I did.
So your favorite teams are Minnesota Aces?
Minnesota and Aces for sure.
Okay, mine's just me and the Fever. They're number one. And I love Aces because A.J. Wilson. Shoot, the whole team. I love the whole team.
Can we address the Connecticut Sun for a second? Because I don't like
it. Sure we can.
I don't.
No problem.
They were always right there.
They were. I agree. Like this, yeah.
And then they lost Stephanie White. I was like, oh, it's over. They finna break this whole thing up. She came back home to Fever. That means that left AT and DB out there on the island. Like, who are they going to be their coach next year? And yeah, Dejanae, yeah.
So. They might leave.
Not
Dejanae.
But the other two, AT and DB, are out of there.
Yeah, they might leave. You never know.
But where they going to land, their coach is here. They not coming here. I know AT and DB not coming here.
I don't see them coming here.
Not with our current. You know any players we had to get rid of?
I'd rather have Satu.
Do you know any players we had to get rid of to make that work? Like realistically, do you know any players the field would have to move on from to get those two here?
And our cap not even that big. It's like
That's my point. Like, money-wise, they just don't got it. No offense, but they just don't. You know, realistically speaking, the salary cap is – and it's funny because the NBA doesn't have nearly as hard salary cap as the WWE salary cap is. Like, NFL, it's hard cap. Like, you cannot go over. It's just like you either got it or you don't. And I just feel like, you know, the Satu situation, since we're going to – let's talk about it. Everybody got her coming to the Fever.
Yes. Fever, said, bring said, her. Bring I said, her.
How much? Please. How much? Because she's not coming for cheap. She ain't coming for free. So who are we giving up to get Satu and why? Because then I'm going to ask you about the makeup of the roster.
I don't know, but I saw a rumor.
What you got?
I saw a rumor today on Facebook. It's crazy on Facebook.
About
right?
Kelsey?
Yes, coming to Indy. There was a whole rumor saying that she was going to be here. Like, so she signed. Like, that's false. And I don't see her.
Not like
false.
How you said they'll say faith. Like, nah. We ain't sold on her. We ain't sold
on
her.
She's not bad. No. I'm not. I didn't mean to do it like.
No, but I'm saying your face said what it needed to say. It's like, that's not even close to accurate. Don't buy anything.
It could be, but it's not accurate right now. So don't even, if you see that anywhere, don't even, because it's
I'm torn on the Kelsey Mills situation. We can address that. And I'll play nice. I'll put my kid gloves on for this one. Kelsey Mitchell is probably going to move on. Here's my issue with that, though. The reason why I say probably and I don't have a certainty behind it is because Kelsey Mitchell had her best numbers this year with Caitlin Clark as her point guard.
And her first time going to the playoffs.
And so, All-Star.
I don't know.
I don't think she was All-Star before. Was she?
Yes, she was. I think she was.
It wasn't recent. It might have been a couple years ago. All I know is this. Kelsey Mitchell is not a point guard. She's a shooting guard. But she was she was forced to play point guard.
She liked the jack-up size, too.
We didn't have a point guard for years. Now you have a point guard that actually wants to pass to you. I swear, Kelsey like a whole different play. And to your point about jacking shots, she was way more efficient this past season.
She was. So, last season, she gave me the blues with her jacking up the shots. She gave me the blues, honey.
As a, you know, somebody that's watched Fever games.
Like Enrique. I mean, I love me. Oh, she's another one that I met.
Subtle flex.
Enrique. I don't know, baby, but you gotta stop jacking up them shots. It's too much. It makes your field goal look ugly. But she gets the job done. She get the job done.
Well, you want to move to Dallas though. The biggest thing about Dallas is the possibility of them getting Brittany Griner because she's gonna test out free agency this summer.
She can go home. She's not from Dallas, but she's from Texas, Houston. But I mean,
How you feel about BG going to Dallas? How you feel about that? They still have. Wait, is Sierra McCallum a free agent this summer?
That I don't know. Because ooh, we got to talk about that next episode, y'all. We talk about that next episode. Definitely. There's a lot of names on that. Ooh.
That was a whole list. Don't make me
It's pull up. Stacked, y'all. That list is stacked. Don't make me so we pull definitely up. Talking about that next episode. Ooh, tune in there. I'm not sure about that, but if you got to, don't forget about Kalani Brown. That's too big.
She's in Dallas too, right?
So it's like having three bigs is like.
Somebody got to go. That means somebody contract is up. That's probably what that is. Somebody's not going to be there.
Like they're going to let Kalani Brown go.
Over Tierra?
They barely played her.
So they really played? Well, okay.
They barely played her. And they brought her in. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like they let her go first before Tierra. But I could be wrong. Her going to Dallas. I feel like I've seen a rumor. I think I saw a rumor about her going to Aces. It's enough for me.
No, I don't like that.
It's enough for me.
I don't like that at all.
I'm not sure where I can see her playing at the moment, but I guess, yeah. I gotta sit and think about that.
I got the whole list right here. It's a crazy list, dog.
It is crazy. That's going to be for next time.
The names on here is like... Everybody that's somebody that you probably seen, if you watched the W last season, the majority of these names is free agencies this summer. It's so funny. Their free agency falls on the same year that the collective bargaining agreement expires.
I thought it was next year.
Nah, they got to get it done by this year.
You sure? Because it expires next year.
Well, I'm saying it's going to be a lockout season if they don't get it done. They got to come to an agreement before it expires. If it expires, it's a lockout. Right. So you put yourself in a catch 22. They got to come to an agreement ASAP.
Damn. We got to drop.
Did you see three? My friend should have hit the train.
They sent 12 to the Sparks. What the fuck? Oh, they going to win some games next year. Plum Dog is in L.A. now. Oh, boy. She get Cameron Brink back, it's going to be a problem. Woo! Next year going to be ugly. Damn, Rakia going.
So Jewel went to Aces?
Yes. Yes, nigga, they got Jewel Lloyd. Oh, nigga, they got Jewel. That's crazy.
OMG, that was.
Damn.
How?
Wait till Cameron Brink get. Look at this three. Look at this. Bro, Sparks finna be a problem next year. Hey. That's how it be in free agency. Shit drop while you filming shows. That's how it be.
You got a text message talking about, yo, you got a big topic for your next podcast. I said, I'm doing it now, actually. I said, that's crazy.
We got the drop. Oh.
Perfect. Okay.
Damn.
Aces just got better. It's cool. It's cool. We gotta pick that up. That's we can't leave that off the table. We gotta address that right now. Turn the camera on. I've got some shit to say right now. Turn the camera on, man.
I'm really trying to process this trade right now.
Jewel Lloyd got out of Seattle.
I'm about to say
the Gold Mamba is on the loose. She is. Out of Seattle, thank God. They gotta rebuild. Seattle has to rebuild. Welcome back to Hoops and Hustles, where we talk all things women's basketball. Now, during the break, we got some breaking news of a free agency trade that me nor Nia thought was actually gonna go through.
didn't think
okay.
so.
Okay. Las Vegas Aces traded Kelsey Plum to the Los Angeles Sparks. And somehow, some way within the trade, we got to get the details on it from Shams over at Bleacher Report. Jewel Loy got traded to the Las Vegas Aces from the Seattle Storm. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think you understand the magnitude of this trade, but if this is how free agency is going to kick off. Now, I said before the break that the list was very long, and a lot of the who's who was on this free agency list this year.
She wasn't even a free agent on
it. I know, but the players that are getting moved around are like the big wig, like the top creme de la creme. The Gold Mamba is in Vegas with Asia Wilson. Understand? The MVP just got the Gold Mamba to come to Vegas.
Wow.
Damn.
I can't.
Your thoughts?
I don't know. Honestly, it's finna get scary again.
That's ugly.
It's about to get scary for these other teams.
If I'm the New York Liberty, we in trouble. Because the team that barely lost to us just got better.
Yeah, because first of all, y'all made a team just not going there. I don't even feel like going there. Let's go.
It's warranted. It's warranted. We are all things basketball for women. I mean, we know how you feel about the Liberty personally, but I'm saying if you look at the Aces roster,
they literally built the whole team just to beat the Aces. Like
literally. And I think the Aces.
It's okay because the Aces exactly.
We can one up that.
Exactly. They said, okay, we got you.
You still because I mean now according the only question I have about this I have a couple but the biggest one I have is Tiffany Hayes going to resign? That matters.
I feel like she would.
That matters because now you have Jewel Loy and Tiffany Hayes on the same team. I didn't think it was possible. They play very similar to me. That's
I'm like
I don't know if that's the thing. I don't know if you can do that or not. I don't know.
I'd rather. I like Tip.
I do too.
I really do. She was perfect with the Aces.
She fit very well. And she's playing very well in Unrivaled.
Exactly. Oh, my
so
God.
I don't know how that works. I don't know if there's a salary cap that might be a problem. I don't know how that works, the particulars. But if you can get Jewel Loy and Tiffany Hayes on the same team with an Asia Wilson and a Jackie Young when she get back from her injury.
Oh, my damn.
Oh. Wow, that's we're talking about WNBA championship caliber team. Like we're talking, it's gonna be Aces and Liberty part what two, three, like what? It's gonna be Asia Wilson versus Bree Stewart again. Like,
hopefully, it ain't gonna be the New York Liberty anymore. But
if we're talking about current roster construction,
we're gonna see because it's so many.
It's a lot of moving pieces. A lot of moving parts. It's a lot of moving parts there.
Yeah, it's a lot. So we're going to see.
But Kelsey Plum on the Sparks, let's not sleep on the other part of the trade.
I don't know how to feel about that.
The Sparks are in a great position to return to competition. And I say return to competition because they only won like 8 games this past season. So when you still have, do you think about this, De'Aaron Hamby, averaging 20 points per game.
Y'all got to stop sleeping on her, by the way.
I watched her all year. I know what she going to do. That's a 20 piece every night.
Like,
so. You got Rekia Jackson, who's going into her second year, and she's getting better and Unrivaled. She didn't get no PT last year as a Spark. So she's getting all her PT and Unrivaled, so she's going to come back a better player. You get Cameron Brink back, who was leading the league in rebounds prior to the injury. Prior to the ACL tear, she was leading the league in rebounds as a rookie. Better than Angel Reese. In fact, correct me if I'm wrong, Cameron Brink finished the season top 5 in rebounding, and she only played a quarter of the season. That's how many rebounds she was getting as a rookie. So she was giving Angel a run for her money for the rebounding title. So let's not sleep on it. And she can shoot. As we know, Cameron Brink worked with Steph Curry. So if y'all know Steph Curry in the NBA is arguably the greatest shooter of all time. So when you have that,
that's our god brother,
as a mentor showing you how to shoot. And she got the height, too. So, again, she's got everything she needs to become a great player in the league. So, I love to see Cameron Brink next year.
Speaking of her, I think she's 6'6". She lying about her height, bro. She's not no damn 6'4". She ain't no damn 6'4". That's what people say about me. I'm not like 6'4", 6'5". People think I'm like 6'6". Nah, I don't know. But Cameron Brinks, she long as hell.
I'm willing to make a hot take. You got a point guard like Kelsey Plum, who knows how to win championships as a point guard. Arguably one of the best point guards we've seen in the last 5 to 10 years in the W. I'm willing to go on the limb and say that. Not last year, but career. Number wise, she's there. You got that veteran championship DNA getting inserted back into the Sparks franchise since Candace Park left. I mean, only thing I'm worried about is the coaching.
I still don't think they're about to be a top team, though.
And because they only won 8 games last year, you can say that.
Prove me wrong.
You can say that. They're going to get another top pick again.
Oh, yeah, they sure are.
Because they only won 8 games. Okay. So they're getting a top 10 pick again. So all I'm saying is I don't know who's going to lead this team back to prominence. And I'm not saying they're going to be prominent 1 year turnaround.
Rakia Jackson.
But you got pieces that can score with Plum, Hamby, Jackson, and Brink when she gets back. That's a starting four. Now you can build around that.
Okay. You forgot some players. You forgot, I did. Alexis
Stevens. Brown. Stevens is on the team still.
Her too.
So I didn't want to say the whole team. I was just saying the starters, like the ones that are like starting five.
Okay.
I don't know if Stevens was starting last year. I think she was. Was Stevens? I don't know for sure. I don't think she started.
Slept on too though.
She is.
A whole nother conversation.
And she's showing it in her rival. We talked about that last week. We talked about that last week. Individually, she's not. We got that. All I'm saying is the Sparks have been under the radar since CP3 left, and now I think they're about to be back within the mix. They're going to be a team like a dark horse. Not a top three, I'm just a dark
horse. It's going to be interesting.
Somebody to look out for, and they can sneak up on you on the schedule. I like it. Yeah. I like it. I didn't think it was going to happen, but I like it. I just want to know how. How did this trade go down?
Yeah.
Who allowed the Gold Mamba to go to Vegas? Who allowed this? Well, who approved it? Who approved
this? We are leaving something out, I believe.
Go ahead, because I feel like there's another piece to that.
There's another piece. It's just somebody from the Sparks.
Yeah, let me know.
Right?
Somebody else got traded, because there had to be somebody, like compensation had to be done.
It was a three, I want to say, the three-way, but the other girl. Okay, so Storm. So the Storm gets 2025 number two pick. They took it from the Sparks, dog. They took it from the Sparks. Oh!
You lying. They gave away their number one pick.
Storms get 2025 number two pick. So, what you just said,
they screwed it up.
Invalid now.
They screwed it up.
Dang. And they also got a player. Forgive me, I do not know how to say your name. It's Lee. I don't want to go there. I don't know how to say your name.
I got to read this from Bleacher Report. Hold on, man.
But, that's a three-way trade. Wait a minute.
They gave away their...
Yes, they gave away their second pick. The Sparks did. Yep. So what you just said was very invalid, sadly. Dang.
Not invalid, just that was the missing piece. That's, I was like, it didn't make sense. I'm like, wait, how did they get, like, Seattle had to get something for that. In order to get Jewel Loy out of Seattle, they had to give up something.
Well, it went three ways, so.
Wow.
So, Seattle.
The Aces got the number 13 from L.A.
That's going to be interesting.
Sparks got the number 9 from Seattle, so they still got a top 10 pick. See, I'm reading the full thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, they gave up the number 2 and they got a number 9, so they traded down. So, there's clearly somebody that they want that's going to fall to 9 or 10. They got the number 9 pick, and the Aces got the 13 pick from L.A.
We want to talk about the WNBA mock draft, too, very soon.
So it says here, this is according to Bleacher Report, while we're on the topic, the number 2 selection could allow the Storm to pick up Olivia Miles. Should be in the conversation. Sonya Citron from Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Lloyd and Plum are the headliners of the deal. So those are the heavy hitters.
Olivia Miles of Seattle.
Olivia Miles of Seattle or Sonya Citron.
I think it's going to be Olivia. I think Olivia, she reclining right with Hannah. So absolutely. It's crazy because I think she was like 5. They put her at 5 and now she's just building it up. Like it's going to be Olivia. I think she's going to get number 2. But it all depends on Paige.
Can we?
Is Paige going to stay
in
college? Or is she going to go to W?
So can we take a moment to give the Gold Mama some flowers? She's coming to the Aces with two championships under her belt already.
You can always give her flowers. But I will say, last season was terrible.
Y'all, Seattle had a terrible season. That was, man, everybody suffered. Everybody in Seattle suffered last year. Skylar.
Apparently, there was a lot going on.
Yeah, it was a lot of toxicity in Seattle, man. I feel like some of the remnants of it was from after Bree left. Like, Bree left right when everything was finna hit the fan, in my opinion. It hasn't been good since Stewart left. Ever since she went to New York, it's been rough. That's why I'm glad she got out of there. But do you feel like they gave too much to get her? Do you feel like that was too much? Or you feel like that made, like, value-wise, it made sense between three teams? Do you feel like it was too much for Lloyd to get to the Aces? A lot of moving pieces. A lot of picks. Players. You feel like it was too much? She got a hell of a resume, though.
Exactly. No.
Hell of a resume. Multiple All-Star appearances. Two championships. Number one, first overall, 2015 pick. Because, you know, she played her whole career in Seattle. Yeah.
Wow. Aces.
Damn. If you're a Liberty fan, I feel for you. I'll be honest. Because the Aces just said, we coming back for vengeance. This is a revenge tour for them. Because
I can't wait to see that in person, bro.
That's going
to
be good. That first matchup against the Aces and Liberty going to be a problem. If everybody's healthy, of course.
I'm excited now.
If everybody's healthy, that's box office. Shout out to Shams over at Bleacher Report for that break, man. That's a big one. It's a big one there. But let's get down rival. All right, let's see the matchups for week 3.
You pulling it up?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
They need an app. They do. Unrival needs an app. Yeah, please, Unrival. We need an app. Talk to them about it. I am tired of going to your website. Mm. Having to see everything.
All right, so January 27th.
Okay, here we go.
We got the Vinyl taking on the Lunar Owls.
I guess. Dang.
I know you're a Ryan Howard, you know, advocate here, so I understand the tough decision you got to make here. Lunar Owls are undefeated.
I'm going to go with Lunar Owls. Yeah, I hate to do it. And Vinyl's my team. I hate to do it.
Yeah.
Lunar Owls.
Okay. All right.
What about you?
Oh, you know me. I'm rolling. Lunar Owls for sure. I'm rolling. This next one will be easy for you. Okay. Rose take on Laces. Yeah.
Right now. Right now. We're going out with Laces and Straps.
That's a dub. That's a dub.
That's still dub.
All right, so January 31st, we had the Phantom taking on Rose. Two of the teams that I think Rose will win now, when I ain't going to lie. I know. It's tough because BG going up against Reese, that's going to be tough.
I'm going for Phantom.
I'm going to go with the Rose. I'm going to go with the Rose on that one. Okay. I need the Rose to step the game up for sure. Now, this one we're going to split. I'm going to tell you right now. It's Laces and Lunar House. This is the championship.
I got Laces.
I'm going Lunar Owls, man. I'm rolling. Skylar ain't playing. Skylar out here balling like she took turn the clock back. I like it. I like to see it, man. Veteran leadership.
It's not even that. It's really a fee, bro.
It is. But she's making really she's helping Skylar and Gray get to their spots for sure. For sure. So now we got
never mind. Go ahead. No, I'm gonna shut them out later. Go ahead.
All right. So February 1st, because that's a Saturday game for sure. We have the Mist taking on the Vinyl.
Vinyl.
I say Vinyl. Yeah, Vinyl for sure. Vinyl. You never know, though. Mist could do the upset. Like Phantom was our upset last week. Mist could finally find a... Oh, I'm not saying...
I don't know. We got
to step up.
It ain't just her, but...
And then they got the Rose playing the Laces.
Rose versus Laces. Let's see.
I say Laces.
Laces. Laces all day.
So just to, you know, quick recap one more time. So we have the January 27th, which is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Vinyl and Lunar Owls, both say Lunar Owls.
Yes.
You rolling? All right, cool. And then for the 8:30 game, we have the Rose versus Laces. We both say Laces for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so January 31st, 7:15 Eastern time, we have the Phantom taking on the Rose.
Phantom.
And I say Rose just to give them something. They got to win one of those games. And then we have 8:15 Eastern time.
They did, though.
They did. They need to win some more. Laces and Lunar Isles. I say Lunar Isles. You say?
Laces.
All right. And for the Saturday primetime game, we have the Mist taking on the Vinyl. We both picked the Vinyl. And for the 7 o'clock Eastern time, we have Rose and Laces, and we both picked the Laces.
Those absolutely.
Week 3 matchups there.
Absolutely. Shout out to the Roses. Y'all commented on our podcast.
Oh,
appreciate
they
y'all.
Did. They gave us a
y'all
rose.
Really recognize us.
A rose for a rose. I appreciate that.
And y'all got the dub.
And they got the dub.
Shout out to y'all.
So, if you haven't already, make sure you like, comment, subscribe to Hoops and Hustles on all your social media platforms. Don't forget to check out the episode on YouTube. And we have all the streaming podcast platforms. If you want us to
Apple,
on the road, we everywhere.
Apple, Pandora, iHeart.
Spotify.
Spotify, there you go.
All that. So, anywhere you can get your podcast.
No excuse.
If you can't watch it, because I want you to keep your eyes on the road, you can listen to us on your favorite podcast platform.
Do it at work, too.
All right. You can follow me at Ty Slider as well. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to GTA Sports. And Naya?
You can find me at naya.darling.
And this has been another edition of Hoops and Hustles. I want to thank you for taking the time out to enjoy all things women's basketball with us.
Mm-hmm.
And until next time, take care.
Peace.